Here at the NEFB meeting, I'm speaking with Orion Samuelson, and Orion just recently celebrated his 50th anniversary. Not of marriage, but his 50th anniversary here. Tell us about that, Orion.
Well, when I arrived in Chicago September 26th of 1960, I guess I thought I'd stay about 5 years and then go back to my home state of Wisconsin, buy a radio station, and spend the rest of my life there. That was 50 years ago, and so I think I will stay. And I've enjoyed the parties for my 50th anniversary so much that I'm going to have a 50th anniversary every year now so we can party every year. But it's been great, and I don't want people to get confused that it's a retirement, because it isn't. I'm having too much fun doing what I'm doing, and so I've started my second 50. And looking forward to it on WGN.
Well, of course, we talked about you in the foundation tonight. And really, this was something that you helped start. Tell us about why the foundation is important to you personally and to the farm broadcasting industry in general.
It was started by a grant from a longtime friend of the association and me personally, Charles Dana Bennett, who felt that it was important that we carry on the tradition of quality farm broadcasting by helping young people with scholarships so that they could take over when we retire. And so when it was formed, Charles wanted me to be the president and Bob Miller of WLW to be the vice president. And so we started it quite a few years ago, and it's just great to see how it has grown and the amount of money and the size of the scholarships that we're now able to do, because they weren't very large when we first started. But I'm proud of the time I served on it, and a lot of people have really devoted a lot of time.
And doing even more than scholarships and other ways helping young people. But what do you think about the amount of money we raised tonight?
I was delighted. David Schumacher just worked so hard tonight, and it really paid off with the total that we heard. And It's always interesting to me, the psychology of an auction, because you get an item that you think really should bring a lot of money, and it does okay, and then you get another item, and if you get two or three people going, sky's the limit, and we saw that tonight in a couple of cases.
Well, we played musical tractors there with the second tractor. Was it the second or the third? Number one didn't go for that much.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Well, yeah, because I thought, golly, number one is really going to go, because we thought we'd get Ken Root involved in the bidding and everybody would try to pile onto him. That didn't happen. But, yeah, the number two tractor sold three times and I think made just about $7,000 on one tractor.
And that must be a record for one item, isn't it?
It would be.
I think it would be, yeah.
Yeah, really would be. It was a great auction, and when I heard the total, I was just delighted.
One more thing. Orion, when were you president of NAFB?
I was president of the NAFB in 1965, and the Chicago, the meeting, annual meeting was Chicago, but that year the summer meeting was Kansas City, and my son David was 3 years old, and so he was with me and my wife, and we spent that time in Kansas City, and that's just a few years ago.
Well, congratulations, Orion. You've been a great person here with NEFB and the foundation, and we appreciate your work. And
thank you.
Orion Samuelson here at NEFB. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.